State Treasurer, and a chair of the commission. Pia?
Sophia DeCaro, Executive Director of GOPB and member of the commission.
Brian Reeves, Associate Chief Financial Officer for UTA.
Van Miller, Chief Financial Officer at UTA.
Carlton Christensen, Chair of the Board of Trustees for the Clark Council.
Brian Baker, resigned Public Finance, Municipal Advisory Committee by the Board.
And Kara Gross, Gilmore Bell, Bond Council.
David Wilkins, Assistant Attorney General and Counsel to the Utah Transit Authority.
Brad Walker, Bank of America, Underwriter for the Utah Transit.
Jonathan Ward, Zion Public Finance, ex officio member of the Commission.
Kurt Slaw, I'm in the Treasurer's Office, and I am a nice service staff to the Finance Authority, or to the Lake Manage Review Commission.
Governor Tika, go ahead.
Leon Butterfield, I'm the governor's designee on the commission.
And online.
This is Blake Wade, I'm a governor's designee on the commission.
This is Van Christensen, state finance, a member of the commission.
Harry Babalus, attorney general's designee and member of the commission.
Brooke McCarrick, attorney general's office.
Aaron Wade, also with the Attorney General's Office, just observing.
Hey, great. Welcome, everyone. First item is the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion from Blake, second. From Sophia. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passed unanimously. Thank you. Item number two, resolution regarding UTA, not more than $120 million, principal amount of state revenue refunding bonds. And I guess Brian, are you taking this or Carlton?
Then I'll turn to Brian.
Okay.
As the Transit Authority has come upon opportunities to both restructure or find cost savings in our debt, we've tried to act upon those. We do have a series of bonds from 2016 that come up for a refinancing opportunity in June, and because you can do those 90 days in advance, we see an opportunity there for us to do. In this, we're not looking for any new debt, and we think that the circumstances are favorable, unless something dramatically changes from the marketplace. So I think with that, I'll turn to Brian Miller, our CFO.
Thank you, Carlton. So first I wanted to say, just for the record, that this should be $123 million. Not 120, which
the bond was a little bit more outdated than not that.
Not agenda. Okay. Just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page about that. So the first one, I hope those online have received the presentation. So really it's just a kind of a historical one pager to show you that we're not new to this, neither are you. So thank you that we've been here before, and we've asked since our current board has been in place, that since 2019, we've saved UTA $152 million by doing these refundings. So again, just kind of a little history there. Our most recent one was in July of 2025, where we had a net present value savings of $18.2 million. So as Carlton did say, this is a refinancing opportunity that we were discussing and bought forth and decided to go with Bank of America as our underwriter. And we are working on this subordinate series 2016 bonds that refunding outstanding maturities of 2013 senior bonds, 2014 A subordinate bonds, and the 2014 B subordinate bonds. Again, I won't go back through what Carlton said, but yes, we have this opportunity. And because of the dates, our opportunity will begin March 18th. So we're looking for this to capture a lower interest rate which will help us reduce our overall borrowing costs. And this will help some meaningful savings for UTA. We've been working diligently this last year on our financial strategy to improve our long-term financial plan. And right now, this will help. You'll see as we go through, we have asked the Bank of America to help us sculpt some of the savings so that they're in a particular year. Really, we focus on 28 and 29. But I'm going to let Brian Reeves discuss the details of the refunding opportunity, and then I'll come back around to some of this.
Yeah, thank you. So as we mentioned, this is the Series 2016 bonds, and they're comprised of kind of two components. There's a what we call a current CIB or current interest bond, and then a CAB, a capital appreciation bond. The current interest bond, as you would expect, has a current interest that it pays on a periodic basis. And then the secondary bond is the capital appreciation is kind of similar to a zero coupon bond. So there aren't necessarily cash flows generating from that. So in part of that, when we refinance that, what we are projecting is that those particular bonds would then become part of a current kind of a current interest series. So right now, based on our most recent marking, if you will, from January 23rd of this year, we've estimated the gross cash flow savings currently about 6.6 million. So definitely a significant amount. So just to kind of give you context in that par amount of 120 million roughly. So if I move to the next page, the total debt service, this will be slide five. This is also to give you a sense of where we're talking about those cash flows and where that debt service is occurring. So you'll note the debt service across the board for UTA out to 2044, and where we'd be looking for the Series 2016 would be those areas in green. So that is kind of the bonds that are currently fulfilling in that debt service piece. If you want to drill down, looking on slide six, one of our preliminary analysis that we've worked with Zions or Public Finance Group and Bank of America is, as I mentioned, sculpting those cash flows. So that current column, you can see the current debt service looking out all the way out to 2032. That's going to include the our interest and principal payments. And then by refunding that, we can achieve at a lower cost overall yield. Where you get those cash savings out in those further years. You'll note in 28 and 29, where we've kind of sculpted for identifying cash flows from our financial strategy that we feel could be best appropriated. Obviously, we could also, if we wanted to, kind of flatten it out and have an equal savings across each period. But right now, for our strategy, it makes sense to put that in that period. Of note, the red, just because it does stand out there. That's really kind of coming out because, as I mentioned earlier, we've got a capital appreciation bond that would then begin the cash flow. And then there's certain little coupon differentials that creates a little noise. So that initial payment is essentially pay for the refinancing, but it grosses out to about 6.6 million. And then lastly, we're just here to present to you as part of that parameters resolution. Right, we'll be refinancing these 2016 series bonds with a maximum borrowing amount of 123 million. The maximum term is 7 years. So, like I described in the debt service, we would not be looking to extend anything. It would stay within those bucket of years that are currently for the 2016. Maximum coupon of 5% and at least a MPV savings of 3%.
So I want to clarify a little bit on that. Not only are we not going past the years for the bonds that we are refunding, I just want to be clear that we are not going past our long-term debt. So this does not extend past 44. Any changes that we're making will be within that term. And then also, just this is a probability, right? I mean, we're planning to do this. If the market does something strange and tanks the other way, we will not go forward with it. And so this is, again, potential financing option, but we have to come to you. We want to be ready to go if we're able to do this. So we'll have Brian Baker kind of walk us through the schedule.
Yeah, thank you. So UTA has two statutory obligations that it has to exercise before it can issue debt. One of them is this meeting right here and receiving an approving resolution from the State Finance Review Commission. So we're here and we appreciate the the promptness with which you were all able to get together and make this happen. It kind of worked out very fortuitously. The local advisory council of the Utah Transit Authority, they used to have a 17-member board, and they now have three trustees. But so that larger board kind of got a different role called the local advisory council, where it's a larger group, and their statutory responsibility is to listen to and have a presentation on and a discussion on and ask questions and provide feedback to, but they do not approve up or down, an affirmative resolution about whether we can move forward. It's one of the steps that has to be gone through. And they meet four times a year, and that meeting is on February 18th. So we're just working around that meeting as it is. And then the idea would be between this meeting and the February 18th meeting, and subsequent to that, we'd be getting together the official statement and the bond resolutions and preparing to meet with the rating agencies. And then we're estimating that the board of Utah Transit Authority would contemplate the official bond resolutions that would execute, approve everything and make it possible for us to go forward and enter the market around the 11th of March. And then the idea would be that sometime around the end of March, we would be in the market and then closing in sometime in early April. Assuming that it's kind of funny because we say that nothing crazy happens, but in the market these days, several crazy things happen every week. It's just how they balance each other out, and hopefully that's either a neutral or to UTA's advantage in terms of the rate forecast. So,
okay.
Does anyone have any questions?
Questions for...
I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
On this, the savings, the 152 through today, is that including this or
no?
It would not. This is what it's been, but if you get this, there'll be another six.
Exactly.
Okay, just checking. That's great. That's great.
This is, this shows what UTA's worked hard at. You guys have been great at setting your debt up so it's callable, and yeah, you're getting the benefits of it. So that's good work. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So just a quick question. So all the savings are because of reduced interest rate, or is it something with the way you're scheduling the repayment?
Right. No, great question. Yeah. The original bonds were issued there as a subordinate bonds. So they, in essence, would have a higher cost of interest. And the period when they were issued, they also had a higher yield. So then the yield differential that we're approaching today is into our favor. So...
Okay.
Was it anticipated that the bonds would be senior lien bonds after refunding?
Yes.
The resolution looks like it calls for either or the plans to do a senior lien transaction.
We have to maintain some flexibility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know where possible we've moved it to a senior lien position.
Oh, okay. So it could be either senior or subordinate.
Yeah,
the senior is our preference, but again, we've asked to maintain flexibility so that we can be agile in the market.
Right. Let me drop. For those who have been around a very long time, there was 20 years ago, UTA needed the subordinate lien because they did not have capacity to issue more debt on the senior lien, and the stakeholders kind of said we would prefer to keep moving, even though we're kind of leveraging things up, and so. So that was a necessary thing at that time, and now it's become much less necessary. They've been able to go in and kind of raise the additional bonds test coverage ratio that's required several times to help with their subordinate bond ratings. But for most of these transactions that they've looked at, unless there's some really large piece of subordinate debt that would throw off your coverage on a senior basis, if you moved it all to the senior basis, they have plenty of space and headroom to be able to move things up.
How many of the bonds that are being refunded are senior? Is there percentage ones?
The 2016s are all subordinate.
They're all subordinate.
And they refinanced some things, some of which were subordinate, some of which were senior. And so it was just
rating on the subordinate?
The rating on the subordinate is... The Fitch ratings are the same. They're both double A. And then the S&P rating is a double A plus on the senior and double A flat on the subordinate.
Okay.
And then Moody's is a double A AA2 on the senior and AA3 on the subordinate.
Okay.
And I think part of what your question was, are these savings on a structural basis or an interest rate savings? And most all of them interest rate. If we go to the senior level, there could be some incremental savings. I think these are fairly conservative.
Yeah.
We assumed, I think, in the numbers that it was a like swap, but if they became senior, maybe there's 5 and 10 basis points benefit.
Yeah.
We'll see. Let's start another thing.
Thank you.
Other questions? All right. If there are none, I will entertain a motion.
I'm going to
approve this item.
Item two.
Okay, move to approve item two of the agenda, which is issuance by UTA of not more than $123 million aggregate principal amount of sales tax revenue refunding bonds. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, second from Blake. I got to give the benefit to the online people. All right, any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, that motion passed unanimously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you next year. Yeah. All right. Any other issues to come before the State Financial Review Commission?
That's a lot of people. For
well, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? All right.
No.
Thank you.
Great work.
I re-signed his name.
Oh, okay.
I
re-signed his name. Oh, no. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad you could hear. Yeah, thank you. All right.